Good morning, everyone, and welcome on this 26th day of February 2001. Join with you here for a little bit. I'm going to get you just recharged in spiritual warfare today. Got a really good word from the Lord again. By the way, I just want to tell you, this has been a powerful week for hearing the Lord's voice and some of the things he wanted to say. So any of the podcasts from the past week that you missed out on, I really want to encourage you to go back and listen to them over the weekend and just let the Word of God wash over you. I know that as I'm listening to, you know, just different teachers, different preachers, I mean, the Lord is just really taking us back to some very specific truths, the things that we need to know so that we can stand in a position of victory. And so he's just helping to bind up his church, you know, from some of the things that we've gone through in the past year. He's reestablishing us. He's building us up stronger than ever before. And this word today also has to do with spiritual warfare and what we are called to do as part of our Christian life. And I can be honest with you, I can remember a time in my Christian life I did not want to engage in spiritual warfare. It seemed like too much work. And there were so many other things about the Bible, so many other parts and aspects of the Christian life that I liked doing better. So I thought I would just ignore the spiritual warfare part and focus on these other things. And you can get away with that for a while. But sooner or later, you've got to engage in the warfare. You've got to fight your spiritual battles. Paul said this to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:4, "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." See, when you came to Jesus Christ, when you came into the kingdom of God through Jesus, you became a soldier in an army. And it means that there are battles that we are fighting. The good news is that we are fighting from a position of victory. We have won. Jesus Christ, the captain of our faith, has already won the fight for us. But we still battle, okay? We still fight. And usually a lot of our spiritual battles, they have a soul attached to it. It actually makes the difference in someone else's life so that they can come into a place of freedom or into salvation themselves. So our spiritual battles are pretty important to fight. Yeah, you've been enlisted as a soldier. Maybe no one read the fine print to you when you came into the kingdom, but you are part of an army, and we do fight spiritual battles. What I was hearing the Lord say today was the word protect. And, you know, anytime I hear a word like that, I always think of my children. You know, Lord, do I need to get on my knees, start praying for my children? Is there something that I need to be aware of that you're wanting to protect me from? Does this have to do with my church? Does this have to do with the things that I have been contending for or the ground and territory we've already taken? Do we need to, you know, stand guard? But I really felt like what the Lord was saying is that the power of God to protect us is greater than the enemy's power, you know, to hurt us or to try and come against us. So this kept being repeated throughout the morning. It's just a good word to reassure us of where we stand in a place of victory with the Lord and God's ability to protect us. And so that's what we're gonna dive into. Luke 10:19. This is a powerful verse to memorize. Jesus said, "I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So Jesus has given us everything we need to stand complete in every battle, and we can win. Christian life is a lot about learning how to war and learning how to battle. And the more we do it, you know, the more confident we become in it. You know, we actually start learning the different strategies, the ways that God works, And the way we use the word, the way we use our prayer, our worship, whether it's hands raised, whether we are shouting in victory, blowing trumpets, dancing, all of those things are powerful things in battle. Using the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of truth. There's just so many things that God has equipped us with to stand in battle. I was listening to the song Nobody this morning. I kept on hearing that by Casting Crowns. And so, of course, I pulled up the video, and Matthew West actually sings the second verse of that song. And the lyrics go, "When I hear the devil start talking to me, I say, who do you think you are?" And you know what? That's the right attitude. You know, from a position of, you don't even have the right to talk to me. I know a pastor here in Southern Illinois where I live, and she said that one time. You know, she says to the devil, "You don't even get to talk to me. You know, you just be silent. I don't even allow you to talk to me." In other words, I'm just listening to Jesus. And this is important to catch on, you know, because Jesus not only taught us, he modeled things for us to emulate and to copy what he did. Because when Jesus was confronting a demon, or the kingdom of darkness was coming at him, it says that he did not allow the demons to speak. Okay? He said, be silent. He did not permit them to speak. And he cast them out. So Jesus's two ways of dealing with the demonic was shut up and get out. Okay? And so he's given us the authority in his name to do the same. We silence that voice. We're not listening to that voice. Not going to obey that voice. You don't even get to talk to me. Shut up in the name of Jesus and get out. All right? That's the authority that we have been given. You know, Jesus, he didn't leave us as orphans, he said. You know, God didn't send us out into the battle without the equipment that we would need. He gave us the Holy Spirit. His own Spirit is in us, and greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So we are warring from a position of victory. We win in the end, okay? Spiritual warfare. The safest place to be for a child of God is in the will of God, okay? And it's talking about our obedience. It says in 1 John 5:18 that when we keep ourselves from sin, it says the wicked one cannot touch us. In other words, there's a safety guardrails that God places about us. And as if we stay within those parameters that he's given us, that's a safe place from the attacks of the enemy. It says in the book of James, submit to yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Okay, we're not on the run. When we're submitted to God, the enemy is actually afraid of us, and he flees from us. Hallelujah. So again, God's ability to protect us is always greater than the enemy's ability to hurt us. This thing on obedience, you know, there's been times that I've tried to just charge ahead and do what I wanted to do and ignored all the cautions, ignored all the red lights. And, you know, Holy Spirit's trying to say, you know, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't say that. But, you know, sometimes we just have to learn, you know, that when we charge ahead and don't listen to God, it makes a mess. And I think we finally get to the point in our Christian life where it's like, man, it just ain't worth it. It ain't worth it to go against what God is saying. You know, that we can trust him, that if he's given us a red light, if he's given us a caution, he's trying to protect us. He's trying to keep us in that safe place. So I give God praise and glory for that. Ephesians chapter 6. You know, he gives us the armor of light. Light is always more powerful than darkness. We know that from John 1. You know, the light shines and darkness cannot overcome it. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:5 that we are light. Therefore, darkness cannot overcome us and snuff us out. Jesus said, we are the light of the world. And so this is called the armor of light. I'll read this whole passage, beginning with verse 10, Ephesians 6. Finally, my brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. You know, that verse 12, talking about what we wrestle against. I can remember reading that and being afraid, you know, feeling like, man, that seems really, really hard. But the truth is, we war from a position of victory. God has given us authority over those things through Christ Jesus. Doesn't mean the battle isn't there. It just means that we have to stay in relationship with God to know how to fight. You know, some battles we war, you know, whether it's through our prayers, whether it's through fasting, whether it's through, you know, just applying the word of God and obeying and you know, not checking out. You know, I used to do that in the Christian life. It's like, okay, I won a battle. Now I'm going to check out and go do what I want. That's a bad recipe. I can just tell you that. But I used to be afraid, you know, reading that verse. And now I know, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I war from a position of victory, and God is protecting me. How do you know? How do you know whether or not you're supposed to stand? Because, you know, there are some battles in the Bible where God said, you won't have to fight in this battle. All you have to do is stand. And God is the one who fights for us. It says in the Psalms, he picked me up and he delivered me from my strong enemy, for they were too strong for me. Other times he says, go to battle, go to war, march around Jericho. Well, that's the relationship. The way that we know how to strategize and what we're supposed to do is dependent upon staying in relationship with God, staying in prayer, staying in that place where we can hear his voice and what he's telling us. And I really believe, you know, that as we are faithful in staying in the secret place with God, he's going to give us and supply us with everything that we need. All right, so armor of light. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod your feet with the readiness of the gospel of peace, taking the shield of faith above all, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and praying in the Holy Spirit. You know, this thing about having your waist girded with truth. I have been in church cultures for years that magnified the power of the devil, okay? They just made the devil out to be so bad and so strong, and, you know, he's going to come against you, and it's like, you can't do anything about it. And you know what? That's a lie. And I believe that having girded our waist with truth, we need the truth to know that we actually are in the position of victory. We actually have the upper hand in this thing through the power of Jesus Christ. And, you know, God and the devil are not equals. God was creator. The devil was nothing but a fallen angel. I mean, he was never on the same level as God. Never will be. He's a created being. God is creator. And God is the one who is living inside of us, through the resurrected power of Jesus Christ, through his Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so that's the truth that we need to have within us, knowing that we war from a position of victory and authority through Christ Jesus. Breastplate of righteousness, we've got to know our righteousness in Jesus Christ. I want to go to the shield of faith, because it says that you can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And that tells us that there's going to be things trying to dart at us, whether it's in our thoughts or whether it's words that people speak to us or the things that people do, things that happen to us. And if we have the shield of faith on our forearm and we see that thing coming at us, I mean, it's like, okay, it's been released. It's hanging out there in the atmosphere. We have to have something to lift up so that it doesn't go into us, okay? I find that when we are faithful to come before the Lord, like I said last week, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. There is a spiritual manna, a portion that God has for us. And if we will pay attention to that, that becomes a shield of faith in our time of battle. The things that God is teaching us, the truths about our identity and what His Word says, those are the things that we are to lift up in faith whenever we feel like there's a dart coming at us. So a lot of times He'll prepare us in the morning for what we're going to need in the day. And if we'll pay attention and hang on to those things, those darts can't get through. Amen? And if they do, you've got a sword to dig it out, okay? The sword of the Spirit. The helmet of salvation, that's a good one, because it doesn't matter what you go through. God's goal is to save. You know, if you fall into something that's difficult or a mucky trap, hey, helmet of salvation, here comes God. He's going to save you from it, all right? Praying in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm a believer in praying in a heavenly language, which is called speaking in tongues. It just works. God said it would. Okay. Here's a verse of scripture that I found at the very beginning of the year. I love this. It's Exodus 23, verse 22. Because God was talking about sending the angel of the Lord before the children of Israel. And that's a capital A, so it's like a pre-incarnate Christ. And God said to Moses and the children of Israel, if you will indeed obey His voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. And I thought, man, I'm praying that over my 2021. That verse is just too good. That anything that comes against me to oppose me, God will oppose if I obey His voice. Okay? It's a good verse of scripture. Pray over yourself, over your family. I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures here. One is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And I relied heavily on this, I'd say in 2019, 2020. One of the tactics of the enemy is to intimidate us. And we can take some of these choice, it's like a choice steak cut of meat here. I mean, this verse of scripture, this passage is powerful. It was for me. And you can actually turn the intimidation back around and read this out loud. Let these verses get so deep in you. And anytime you're in a struggle, you run to this passage and read it out loud. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 begins with verse 6. It says, it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you and to give you who are troubled rest when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels. Here we go, verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. So, you know, if the enemy thinks that he can intimidate you, these verses are very intimidating to him. Jesus is coming in flaming fire. And He's going to punish with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. I mean, sometimes these are just good things to have coming out of our mouth, okay? Help shape the way that we think. Here's another one, Philippians chapter 1, and it is verse 28. Another good one just to have on your tool belt, because, you know, we're striving, you know, for the faith of the gospel, for our own faith. Verse 28, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them proof of their destruction, but to you of salvation, and that from God. Again, that's Philippians 1, 28. What it is telling us is that when the enemy comes against us, if we're not afraid, That boldness and confidence that we possess is proof of his destruction and our salvation from God. So there again, it's just another very intimidating verse to turn around, you know, when the enemy tries to intimidate you. And I'll wrap it up with this story of David fighting Goliath. I learned this just recently. I thought it was really good because our pastor was talking about finish the job. You know, David flung the stone at Goliath's head. It sunk into his forehead and he fell down flat. And oftentimes in our Christian life, we get a little bit of victory and we start celebrating. But what David did was he went over and he finished the job. Okay. It says that he took Goliath's sword and he stood over him. And I thought about that. I thought, okay, he stood over him because if that giant even flinched or wiggled, he was trying to get back up. Okay. And what David did was he took the sword and he cut off his head. He finished the job. And you know, head speaks of authority. All right. And once the head was cut off, the authority of that enemy, there was no way he was ever getting back up. So, you know, if you get a little bit of victory, you know, get ready. Just go stand over that thing. You get ready to take its head off. Okay. Finish the job. All right. Completely, utterly destroy your enemies. That was what God commanded the children of Israel in the Promised Land. Completely destroy them. And, you know, they fought on one side of the Jordan River, the tribes that would settle there, but they couldn't just stop. They had to cross over the river and help their brothers and sisters fight for their victory too. And if God has given you a measure of victory, okay, your job is now to help free your brothers and sisters. Okay. Your chains have been broken. Now go break the chains off of others. You know, you fought your battles. You've been victorious. Now go help your brothers and sisters get their victory too. I pray that's what happens for you. Okay. So this weekend, just be super encouraged. You know, God is protecting us. You know, he's keeping us out of the enemy's grasp and out of the snares when we listen to him and when we obey his voice. And God's ability to protect us will always be greater than the enemy's attempts to come against us, to hurt us. Okay. You have an amazing weekend. As I said, go back and check out the other podcasts. I know that God will richly feed your spirit with his truth this weekend. God bless. Until next time.